Did Jesus say in his Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are those who spark division, speak foolishness, and stir up drama"? Not quite. Let's look at what Jesus said. Matthew 5:9. "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." What are you stirring up? Think about your words. Think about your opinions. Think about your comments spoken to a brother or sister, or quite possibly your comments about a brother or sister to someone else. What about the words we type or text? We treasure our opinions and what we feel so much so, we often forget sound wisdom, what is true, and what is most important. Proverbs 18:1. "An unfriendly person pursues selfish ends, and against all sound judgment starts quarrels. Fools find no pleasure in understanding, but delight in airing their own opinions." Do we delight in airing our own opinions? Sometimes. Let's be quick to listen, slow to speak, and prayerfully ask ourselves, what am I stirring up with my words? I should always pursue understanding before being quick to speak. Proverbs 18:21 tells us life and death are in the power of the tongue. Think about that for a minute. What are you allowing your words to do? Jesus said in Matthew 12, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Jesus always brings it back to the heart. What are you speaking? What is flowing from your heart? Are you doing more to tear someone down with gossip than build them up? This reveals way more about you than it does them. Unforgiveness, bitterness, and pride could be the root. Shine light on it. Words and opinions spoken to tear someone down or cause division reveals our own sin and disobedience. But wait a minute, what's the disobedience if I'm just airing the way I feel? Remember the first scripture I shared? Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." Peacemakers pursue peace. The word translated peacemakers comes from a verb meaning to join together. It's reconciliation. Blessed are those who help others reconcile to God through a relationship with Jesus, as well as blessed are those who help people reconcile with one another. Our disobedience is not following what Jesus says in Matthew 18:15, "Go to one another." Oh, there it is. Talk about it. Be honest. Don't eject. Is it uncomfortable at times? Yes. Is it how God intended us to make allowance for one another's faults and forgive each other because He has forgiven us? Yes. See Colossians 3:13. Father, forgive us. The world doesn't need more opinions, gossip, lies, and strife. The world simply needs more Jesus. That's the truth. Be the peacemakers. Let our words be few and the word of God so deeply hidden in our hearts that peace is the spiritual byproduct of how we live, how we respond to conflict and hurts, how we speak about others, and how we love like Jesus. I'm Lori Klein.